escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show on a Friday. Jason Mackey in for the guys, talking a lot of Steelers, Cam Hayward, Chris Boswell. This is a situation that has elicited plenty of reaction from myself, from Sean Myers producing, from the phone lines, and even from our boss, Craig Riley, had some great thoughts on this. We were just talking about this entire topic and the nuance of it, and Craig suggested something that I thought was interesting, Sean.
He always loves content, so this is going to create more content, I would imagine.
Well, I mean, I don't think it'll ever happen, but like, imagine a world where the Steelers say, you know what, you're unhappy with your contract, let me go call up the Washington Commanders. We'll throw in something. How would you like a Cam Hayward for a Terry McLaurin?
Well,
at this point, I mean, that would set a precedent for complaining about your contract that was just done, right?
Yes. I wonder, I mean, from my perspective, the Commanders don't do that.
Yeah, they're probably not going to, and I don't think the Steelers are going to do it either. That's one way out.
I could squint and see how the Steelers would look at that and say, this is going to help us more down the road, right? I mean, they're bringing in a receiver that they probably could pair with Metcalf at least for 3 or 4 years. But the issue there is you then have to pay McLaurin a lot of money pretty soon, it looks like. So, I mean, it's interesting. NFL trades just don't happen very often. The Jalen Ramsey, Minkah Fitzpatrick one was an outlier. It's a league that just rarely has big-time player-for-player trades.
Yeah.
And that's why usually these trade proposals just never come to fruition. I know people a couple days ago were saying, well, what if the Cowboys trade Micah Parsons for Terry McLaurin?
They're
or something
not trading
like that.
Micah Parsons.
It just doesn't seem like very often NFL star players rarely get traded.
No, it's not happening. And the Steelers aren't trading Cam Hayward. I'm not presenting any of that as possible. And neither was Craig, of course. It's just an interesting, sort of funny scenario. You know, I am interested to see what the Steelers do, though, because I don't think they're going to just rip up his contract and give him a new contract, nor should they. I think they're going to probably advance him some money, and Omar Khan's going to find a creative way to make this all go away. He usually does. But if I'm the next guy looking at this and I've got some money on the other end of my contract, aren't I going into, you know, Omar Khan's office or going to see Art Rooney II and say, like, look, you guys did this for them. I produced. Where's my money? You know, and you're kind of the team saying yes, so it's going to give the players a reason to try to leverage them. All right, 93.7 The Fan, 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDK, and WAMO 107.3 are partnering to support Pittsburgh Public School students for the school year by providing stuffed backpacks for the Pittsburgh for PPS. Hashtag Pittsburgh for PPS Backpack Drive. It's presented by Target Freight Management. You can support by purchasing backpacks or dropping off at a location near you. For details, visit 93.7thefan.com. Brought to you by GBU Life, Life Insurance, Annuities, and Member Benefits since 1892, and Rugby Realty. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines, get some other opinions on this. Dean, what's going on? You're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up? How are you?
Doing well. How are you, Dean?
We're all right. I just wanted to get into the Cam Hayward talk, and you earlier you were talking about how if you were Omar Khan, you're pretty upset that, you know, it got out to the public. But why wouldn't you, if you're Cam Hayward, not want that to get out to the public? You look at the Myles Garrett situation.
Oh, sure. I'm guessing he's the one, and his camp is the one that leaked it to Adam Schefter, of course.
Yeah, I mean, it puts more pressure on the owner, and it's the same thing Boswell did. I mean, I'm sure they've talked, him and Cam, and bet they're in the same situation right now. Why wouldn't you? You have leverage all over the place. And you were also talking about Terry McLaurin, the trade. That's just not going to happen, both sides. But because, like I said, Myles Garrett, that whole situation, that's the exact copy and paste situation that's going on in Washington right now with McLaurin. So, I mean, those are my thoughts. That's all.
You all right, brother. Thanks, Dean. Appreciate it. Have a good day. Yeah, I don't know if anybody here reasonably sees the Steelers moving on from Cam Hayward. In a fake world, an artificial world, sure, it would be fun to think about Terry McLaurin. It's probably money better spent for the Steelers, frankly. And if you could somehow engineer that trade, sure, I'd listen. I'd toss something in. I'd make that deal in a heartbeat. I don't think it's going to happen. I think what's most likely to occur is Omar Khan's going to find some money. He's going to push it forward, and we're going to move on with our day. And it's not going to be a significant detriment, and probably in a couple weeks, we're never going to talk about this. But for today, we're going to talk about it. All right, let's go to Paul in Washington. You're on the fan. What's up, Paul?
Hey, Jason.
Hey, Paul.
Let's stop all the nonsense here. He signed a contract last year. If we start going down this road, every time somebody has a good year, they're going to want to renegotiate a contract. Well, you just signed a contract. So now I guess if his brother's in danger of getting cut, we're going to say, well, I'm not going to, you know, practice or participate until I make sure my brother's still got a roster spot. I mean, where's it going to end? You signed a contract, and I said this yesterday to Pony, you know, you could end up as a Carolina Panther or an Atlanta Falcon, you know, because you did absolutely nothing against the Ravens last year. You signed a contract. Be a man of your word. Honor the contract. I'll listen to your comments. Have a good day, Jay.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it, Paul. I don't have any problem with that opinion whatsoever. You signed the contract. If Omar Khan and Art Rooney would tell Cam Hayward, hey, you signed the contract, you can play for it or you can not play. We don't really care. Fine. I don't have any... Yeah, I mean, discussion ended. That's a totally fair way of looking at it, but... You know, I guess I don't, I understand Cam Hayward's place, and I don't have any problem with Cam Hayward saying, I want more money, I suppose. As long as you're willing to live with the ramifications, you're willing to live with how people are looking at you. And they're going to react the way Paul is. They're going to react the way others are. People don't really have the appetite for this. That's not where the conversation with the Steelers is at right now. TJ Watt was a different circumstance. People, I think, by and large, understand and accept when a player is up for a contract, turn the screws. Go get yours. That's the way this is designed. You should get as much money as possible when your contract is up. But once that door closes, that is the definition of a contract. You are bound by that. Whether it's the worst contract in the history of pro sports or the best contract in the history of pro sports, you should play on it. Period. It's not the Steelers' fault that you negotiated what you did. It's not the Steelers' fault that you chose the route that you did. You could have chosen a one-year deal and say, I'm going to go play for a year, inherit the risk, play really well, and then go cash in. Great. Good for players who do that.
Jason, I wonder, do you think we are trending towards more and more likelihood of guaranteed contracts in the NFL? Because if you look at the draft picks, this past year, the big story was now second-round draft picks are getting guaranteed money, which wasn't happening previously.
Yeah, I think
it seems
probably
like that's one of the biggest issues for why guys like Hayward have to do this. Because while you know my perspective on this, you could very well argue that the team is not tied into a deal because they could just get rid of the guy if they're not happy after 1 year of a 3 or 4 year contract as well.
But
which is why I think the players...
It's a two-way street, man.
Yes.
That's why you negotiate what you do. That's why you negotiate. Hey, if you want to take less money but get it guaranteed, okay. If you're good enough to get guaranteed money, you should get guaranteed money. If you want to hold out to try to maximize that guaranteed dollar amount, you should do that. I think they're separate discussions, Sean. I don't think offering more guaranteed money or more frequently offering guaranteed money, I don't think that's going to fix this. I think what's going to, well, there's probably isn't going to be a fix here, honestly, unless you drastically revamp the economic system in football, which I also think isn't going to happen. You know, you're acquiescing to players, and if you're acquiescing, more players are going to try to get money out of you.
And we constantly hear, whether it's from the players or from fans or media alike, that players sometimes have to do stuff like this because it could work the other way because teams are not tied in since the lack of guarantees, which is way different than other
sports. But again, they have to do
this
stuff when their contract's up, not when they're under contract.
I agree with that, but I think the players look at it completely differently.
Well, right. Okay, but let's play devil's advocate here. So, and Paul in Washington brought this up. Any player who outperforms his contract should now go and say, I'm holding in, I'm not going to play until you redo my contract. Because I performed better than the...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Number on paper. Okay. I mean, that happens. Sometimes you perform below the number on paper. Is the team going to go to you and say, hey, man, you didn't have a good year. We're going to dock your pay. Like, that's the next thing. What are you going to call somebody in and say, well, your production was only worth this. I'm sorry, but your next checks are going to be this amount because you didn't produce. That's the inverse of it.
And but as a fan of a team.
I don't think a player is going to turn that money down. They're going to take the money whether they perform or not. So why should the team bend over backwards now to do that for them?
As a fan of a team, I am so happy when the vast majority of guys are overperforming their contracts.
That generally is
a very good thing for a fan base.
Sure. And then when you're a player, you're going to say, look, I've overperformed this contract and I want this money. And then you've got leverage, and then you take it out on the team, and you get as much as possible. And we don't have nearly this discussion about somebody who's up for a contract, but you can't do it every year. All right, Josh in Irwin wants to weigh in on this topic. What's up, Josh?
How's it going, Jason?
Great, man. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I wanted to weigh in. I'm kind of like felt like you said about Colin was a little upset maybe going out to Schefter, and that's kind of how I feel like this fan base is right now. Just the fact is being reported as a hold-in. Like, if I would open up Twitter a week from now and I see the Steelers, like, posted, oh, we converted, you know, $6 million out of the 12 that's due next year on his roster bonus to Cam's salary this year.
It's a non-story.
I'd be like, yeah. I'd be like, oh, yeah, this is awesome. Like, yeah, Cam deserved a raise after last year, blah, blah, blah. But now the fact is being reported as a hold-in. I feel like if Cam's agent, like, reported that to Schefter, it might have been a bad insight on his side of things, just as far as looks go for the fans. Now, granted, like, yeah, he probably deserves a raise, but I'm with you. If they were going to, he wants to rip up his contract to redo it, well, I mean, you should have signed a 1-year deal then.
Yeah, but, and that's why I said what I said, Josh. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I mean, that's why I said you go to the team, you try to do this in private, and you try to, at all costs, avoid this happening. And if your outcome is to have a little bit money advanced to you, and you're Cam Hayward, and you've produced, like, let's let reasonable heads prevail. I don't see any reason why Josh shouldn't open up his Twitter app in a couple weeks or whatever and see Cam Hayward's 2026 roster bonus converted. You know, it's going to change the Steelers' salary cap by $3 million and change. He's going to get $6 million more in cash, whatever the heck it is. You know, it's a non-issue. It takes 15 seconds to process that piece of information. So, did Cam not go to the team? Did the team say no? I have no way of knowing that. None of us on the outside do. But that's where it kind of breaks down for me, and I think it becomes fascinating. Let's go to Dave in Cranberry. What's up, Dave?
How you doing? Interesting discussion. You know, I guess my take is, how much leverage does Hayward really have? I mean, I think that he had a great year last year. He's a Pro Bowler. But for me, he's not like this game wrecker, like the guy from Philly, you know, where you are constantly worried about him.
I mean, he's a first-team All-Pro last year, Dave.
Okay, so where was he when the Ravens ran for 300 yards?
Yeah, he was not very good.
And where was he other times when we were getting gutted up the middle?
Sure.
You know what I mean?
I get you.
So I guess what I'm saying is the unit, you know, if you think of scheming for the Steelers, you have to think of our outside guys, right? Two of the best league. So that means the tackles have to be concerned with them. Now you get into the interior line, and I love Cam. I love how he hustles down the field and makes plays 20 yards downfield. Sometimes he's the only one hustling downfield, right? I love his game. But he is not a game wrecker. And he's not like one of these guys. I can't remember the guy's name in Philly, but
Jalen Carter.
Carter. I just don't know. I mean, I don't know how much leverage he truly has. Yes, he had a very good season, but that unit underperformed a lot last year. And I'm not saying that's all his fault, but if you're going to be part of a, you know, if your unit is going to be dominant, you know, you have to be a big part of that. And I saw it too many times. We all saw it. I could not believe my eyes. What teams were doing on the ground, particularly up the middle. You know, you think of the linebackers having to catch guys 12 yards down the field, you know, not, I don't know.
I mean, I
could talk myself into thinking there's something else out there.
Well, Dave, I understand what you're saying, and you're presenting a lot of X's and O's, and that's completely valid. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'll present the court of public opinion, and we've been talking about this for nearly 2 hours. We haven't gotten a single call that is defending Cam Hayward and saying he's absolutely right for doing what he's doing. I don't think Cam is winning the court of public opinion here. I don't think he's coming close.
Well, I agree, and I fall on that side too. Like I'm all up for, you know, for honoring a contract, and I don't like saying because they're football players they shouldn't honor a contract. So I'm on that board. I just think if we had this dominant D line that you like literally couldn't gain an inch on. And he was the key cog, then I could, you know, okay. But that wasn't the case, and I don't know. I just I don't know if I see as much leverage as he may think he has. And I don't know. I love the guy. I kind of feel bad talking about him, but I just – we got gutted so many times last year. If you're a big-time game changer, you can't let that happen, even if you're just one piece of the interior line, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, it certainly rings differently, right? Like if we were talking about this and the Steelers had just reached the AFC Championship game and maybe they came up, you know, a couple plays on offense short, but the defense was really good, fan sentiment would probably be different. The fact that they just got pancaked by the Baltimore Ravens in the playoffs, one of their deficiencies was stopping the run, hence why they drafted Derek Harmon, Y.A. Black, and you know, sought the physicality they did, that was not a strength of the team. And then all of a sudden, you have one of those guys who was making a deal of his contract last year, which again, I don't think a lot of people have a problem with. He's allowed to do that. Contract's up. It's in that range, but he's doing it again. And so I don't even know how many people, and I appreciated Craig's, you know, the suggestion of Terry McLaurin, you know, not even in a serious tone, but like even if something like that would happen, I don't think people would look at the Steelers and say, oh, you did something that was so wrong. How did you get rid of Cam Hayward? How can you not pay Cam Hayward? That's not how people are looking at this. Maybe we're just getting a different batch of callers, but I doubt it.
You know, it's hilarious to me that George Pickens had caused so many issues that it felt like when they moved on from him, maybe there was a chance to kind of have a less stressful off season, and it really hasn't worked out like that.
There's no such thing.
It's just
the
reality in the NFL.
Non-stressful off season. Give me a break. Give me a break. At least there's stuff happening. It was different than the Pirates offseason. All right, the 50-minute mark on the Fans brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. The Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Fan Weather, it's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Mostly sunny and a high of Eric Green and Hines Ward. Can you think of another 86, Sean? I don't know if I can. I was racking my brain trying to think of another Steelers 86.
I'm sure that there's someone else that I'm missing. I'm not the best at, like, I struggle to come off the top of my head with numbers. That's something like Donnie, I think, is elite at.
I just don't think there is one. I was looking at this after our last one. I didn't realize James Harrison had worn 93. That surprised me. In 2002, for one game, James Harrison wore 93. If somebody has a James Harrison 93 jersey, they should frame that thing before he moved into the familiar 92.
So no one has worn it since Hines Ward.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at a list of Steelers who wore it.
I'm looking at the same list. Yeah.
I don't know. I guess maybe Jim Smith and J.R. Wilburn were somewhat notable players back in their day, long before our time. But yeah, it's kind of slim pickings. I think I came up with the only two.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.